Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and this is ending up to be an open mic hour today. PMH Atwater, who was to be my guest, who we're going to be talking about near-death experiences, well, something has evolved where she is not able to make the interview, so we're going to be rebooking her for January. But regardless, we have got a lot to interact and chat about. Phone lines are going to be open during the entire hour, so if you want to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, this is a great day to do it. So here are the phone numbers that you can call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things, but again, this is an open mic hour, so you can call in at any time during the show to chat with me. We are rescheduling PMH Atwater, and that will be in January. I wanted to start off with something about Abraham Lincoln today, and it may sound a little strange, being that we're in the holiday season, that I would choose him to talk about. But the man I find is extremely fascinating. Everybody has their opinions about politicians, etc., and history is often written by people that just write from their own perspectives, not always doing their research. But Abraham Lincoln is a man that has left behind quite a legacy. And at one time, he made two statements. He was evaluating decisions he was having to make to deal with being the president of a war-torn nation. And he was quoted on this. He said, "I desire so to conduct the affairs of this administration that if at the end, when I come to lay down the reins of power, I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, and that friend shall be down inside of me. I do the very best I know how, the very best I can, and I mean to keep on doing it to the end. If the end brings me out all right, what is said against me will not amount to anything. If the end brings me out all wrong, then a legion of angels swearing I was right will make no difference." Those are very, very powerful words. When you stop and you think about them, and not have any concern with the fact that this man was in one of the highest positions in the world, the President of the United States, the statement of integrity that he was trying to make to the best of his capacity is something that I think we need to consider. If you do the very best you know how, the very best you can, and you hold that to your standard of excellence, then there's always going to be someone that's going to tell someone that you did a lousy job. There are always going to be the critics. But the biggest thing is if you have integrity with yourself, you're your own best friend. Those are extremely powerful words. And I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. But there's been many times in my life where to make a decision, my first thought was, my goodness, what will people think? Has that ever occurred to you? Your first thought is, what's someone going to think of me when I do it? But how about come from a positioning of what is your standard? What is your level of integrity? What is it that you want to walk and demonstrate in life? What do you want to stand for? And it's amazing when we can take that positioning how often we are held in very high regard. It brought into mind a personal experience I had with a very, very dear man. His name was Dr. Bloom, and I know he's passed on. This was a physician that was one of the finest doctors I've ever known. This was a man, he was Jewish, he had an absolute love for his patients. Time with his patients was always important. It was before everybody started using a clock that you were in and out in 12 minutes. And he liked to talk to you. And when I was a young girl, he would often spend a lot of time talking with me. And he told me a story about his brother. And I believe his brother lived in New York somewhere. I'm not sure. It's been so many years. But the story really stuck with me. His brother was known for being the most honest man in the neighborhood. And he had a shoe shop. Let's say it was in Manhattan somewhere, for the lack of Brooklyn. Anyway, someplace in New York. And he was in mafia neighborhood. Mafia neighborhood. He said, everywhere you turned, they were with their black cars, and you always knew what was going on. It was open. Everybody on the street knew exactly what was going on in the mafia family. Now, he wasn't. And he refused to buy in to any of their games. He was known for years for his honesty and his integrity. Now, the interesting thing was that never, ever was his place hit or messed up because he didn't belong to whatever their association was doing. He knew so many of them. He would do work for them. He would, just like he would do work for anybody, but nobody could buy him. Well, one day, someone came into his shop, and they robbed him. And when the word got out on the street that he had been robbed, someone came in and wanted to know what was taken, and he said, this is what was taken, and it was a person that had been in the mafia. And they said, we'll see what we can do. He said, no. He said, I've turned it over to the police, and we'll just take care of it. But he said, in those days, it was one of those things that a man's word, a person's word, was very, very important. Dr. Bloom said his brother goes into the store one day and finds the things that had been stolen from him had been returned. Apparently, someone in the neighborhood had decided that they were going to take advantage of his situation at the store, and while he was out one day, take what they wanted. But he said it was because of who he was as a person that everybody in that neighborhood, including the mafia, made a point of finding out who did it and made them return everything that they had taken. Dr. Bloom said it always amazed him at how much the people in the neighborhood respected his brother because of the way they had done things, so many of them, that were so unethical. But his integrity was respected tremendously. And he said his brother taught him something by sharing that experience with him. That no matter where you are, what you're doing, who you are and what you are does make a difference. And when you stand for that, those that are around you will respect you, even though you may not share the same ideas and goals. And it's an interesting thing. I know there are those, and some of you are thinking, oh, Donna, that's just such an idealistic story. But he was living right in an environment with people that had their own rules, but there was at that point that sense of integrity. And he never compromised his integrity with anybody at any time. And consequently, the people around him were very protective of him. They wanted to make sure that he stayed safe, and he never, ever had a problem with anybody walking into his store again. Of course, Dr. Bloom added to the story, he said there was a little old lady that carried around in a paper sack $50,000 cash. Not a lie, it's the truth. And when Dr. Bloom talked to his brother about it, he said, she carries around $50,000 in a paper bag? He said, yeah. He said, she's the mother of one of the mafia bosses, and if anybody ever touches her, they're dead. So... they had their own rules. And again, Dr. Bloom is just a great guy. But I wanted to share the story about Abraham Lincoln with you, because it is something that I really think is important. When you can look at the quality of character that you yourself want to demonstrate, maybe there are some habits or some patterns that you're constantly battling with, and you say, oh, I wonder if I'll ever conquer them. Just remember, Benjamin Franklin was a man that kept a journal, a daily journal, constantly trying to improve himself. And what it was a mindfulness about who he was, what he wanted to do, how he wanted to conduct his life. And he realized he'd never be perfect. But in being mindfully present with what he wanted to focus on, he was able to fulfill the standard of expectation and then some. And he also was a man that was deeply respected, not only as an inventor, as a good businessman, but also as someone that was known for his integrity. And I think we need to have people like that that we can look up to, people like that that we can respect. We always need role models, and whether it's a grandparent, maybe it's someone famous, like a movie star, it could be someone that's the corner grocer, it doesn't make any difference. Whoever that person is, whatever that person demonstrates to you as a good example of quality, spirit, skill, habit, whatever, just know that it's good to have that in your life. And if you can live your life with that kind of integrity and always owe up to the fact that you're always in a state of progress, you're going to find that you will leave a legacy that will mean a lot to a lot of people. That's an important thing. And it doesn't make any difference whether the world knows about it. The world changes its mind every 3 split seconds. So don't worry about that. Live your life to the standard that you wish to see demonstrated, and you will make such an effect on the world overall that it's amazing. If you give it your whole heart, if you give it your undivided attention and your greatest energy, you're going to be an exception, because mediocrity too frequently is more the standard than excellence. So give it your best, and your world will be a world of success that nobody else is going to be able to equal. Donna Siebel here. We have an open mic day today. PMH Atwater has been rescheduled for January, so you will find that in the upcoming newsletter and also in the BBS website listing that we do every month. But if you'd like to call in, because she had to cancel the show today, we have open lines if you'd like to give me a buzz and chat with me, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have 530-876-3222. So any of those lines are open. Well, let me share with you some of the remaining. We've got 3 months remaining, I believe, of the astrological forecast. That'll be coming up. But I wanted to share a poem with you, too, that I thought was really quite nice. Lily Durbin wrote this, just a little short ditty. It's accompanied with a gorgeous, gorgeous photograph of autumn leaves. The oaks that line my walk just yesterday clothed in splendor now shed the last of their crimson garb, riding the chill east wind following autumn to share in the glory of her final bow. Just a lovely, lovely description of the changing seasons. And I don't know where you're located, but if you're like us, the temps are dropping pretty fast. We don't have snow, but we have a few things still in color in the area. But now that we're getting down towards freezing, everything is turning and changing. I wanted to also let you know during the show today, I'm going to talk to you about some very special people, things that they've done to make a difference in people's lives. Also, I wanted to give you some tips with winter coming up. And let me do this quickly. There are some eco-friendly suggestions that you can use for yourself. And if you're living in a place like Alaska or in the far north, northern areas of the United States or in any other part of the world, your windshield, if you wanted to have something that is going to be repelling snow and ice, I've learned that salt is something that you can use. It's very effective, and all you have to do is rub your windshield with a sponge that's been soaked in salt water, then wipe it dry. Now, what happens when you do that is there's an invisible residue that's left that creates a natural barrier that helps to ward off frost. And also, if you are going to be enjoying your fireplace, we just started ours up just night before last because the temps, as I said, here in the Pacific Northwest are beginning to drop. Now, you need to remember an open chimney draws out 90% of the heat that's generated, and also it draws out the warm air in a room. So if you want to ease your energy drain, temporarily lower your thermostat to 55 degrees. That way your furnace won't go into overdrive trying to replace the lost heat. And when it comes to your chimney, we had an insert put in many, many years ago because we found with our chimney that in our part of the country, the winds would come along and, my goodness, it would actually blow things back into our house. So if you have a good screen covering your fireplace, that's great. But do remember that there are ways that you can keep a lot of that heat waste from escaping out of your room. So do check and find out the various things that you can use. An insert is really good. Lots of people have put in wood stoves because of the heat that is given there. But you always want to be very thoughtful if you have an open fireplace. And you want to be sure that your damper is in good condition. And having that fireplace cleaned, having your chimney cleaned out by a chimney sweep is very important. The reason being, our home could have burned to the ground one time, and this is before we had the insert put in. We had a fire going, and we were having problems with the damper. We didn't think anything about it. And my husband, after I had finished brown bagging a turkey, and if you've ever done that, you'd put your turkey in brown bags. You wouldn't do it today because of all the chemicals that are used in the brown bags typically. But at the time I did it, they didn't have those chemicals in the bags. And I would put my turkey in that, roll up the end of the bag, and it was just fabulous. My turkeys would turn out wonderfully. Well, I'd finished cooking one, and I had taken it out of the oven, removed the turkey to a platter so that it would cool, and I had the empty large pan that it had cooked in and had taken the stuff out of it, and it was sitting on the counter. My husband had started a fire in the fireplace, which was across the room from me in our family room, and he started it, and he said, oh, hey, give me the brown bag that has the grease. We'll put it in, and it'll burn, and it'll be just fine. Well, I said, I don't know that we should do that. He said, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Well, he had started the fire. I asked him if the damper was open, and he said, oh, yeah, it's open. Puts the bag that has the turkey grease in it inside that fireplace, the fire exploded with the turkey fat. The damper had closed on him. The fire came shooting out, just became huge, obviously because he was working on the fireplace or inside the fire with the wood. There wasn't a screen across, but the flames were shooting out. I immediately go and fill the pan, the baking pan, with water, run over it, threw the water on the fire, put it out immediately. But the house could have burned down. I'm not joking. It was that serious a situation because there were combustible items. There were wood items that were around the fireplace. And if they had ignited, it would have just gone up very, very quickly. At that time, and this was many years ago, but at that time, he was sticking his hand inside the fire to try to open the damper. Sometimes you do things because that's what was needed. The fire, with all the fat that had been put on it, blew out because that's the only place it could go. So please be wise. If you have an open fireplace, and you may say to yourself, oh, Donna, I'd never do something like that. It's amazing what you do when you think you've got things working. But before you put a fire in your fireplace, if you have a standard fireplace, even with a screen, have that chimney sweep come out. Make sure there's no bird nests in there. We've even had birds fly down our chimney. You need to be sure that you have no bird nests that have been built up and that you have something on the top of your chimney as a cap so it catches any sparks. Where we live, we have a whole bunch of trees all around us. So just take care of that. Be aware. Take good care of yourself. And by the way, if you have a home, once your room gets warmed up, like with us, we have an insert in our fireplace. If you have something like that, and once your room gets really warm, you can circulate that heat. If you have a fan, like if you're in a two-story house, if you have a fan in a ceiling, just turn it on so it's very gently moved in the air, and your whole house will be heated. It'll save you a lot in your expenses by utilizing the energy that your fireplace produces. And I know it's made such a difference in our home, but again, we put in an insert after that incident. We decided, one, we weren't going to have things coming out, chemicals coming out into the room, because once your fire dies down when you have an ordinary fireplace, then those chemicals, those different compositions that occur when you burn a fire, dependent on the weather, it will cause it to come back down the chimney and to go out into your room. So safety first, please. Be very, very wise. And above all, keep kids away from the stuff. It really, really makes a difference. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756, and also 530-876-3222. Jane Seymour is an actress that I've always enjoyed. She's played so many roles. One of her latest is playing a detective on the Hallmark Channel in a special program that comes out every once in a while. But she's a very talented lady. And this is a woman that I'm sure never ever dreamed that she would end up being in the jewelry business, but her personal story was shared, and I thought I would bring it to you, because sometimes sadness or difficult times causes creativity in people that enables them to make shifts in their lives that they never would have expected. And that was the case with Jane Seymour. She's obviously very, very famous. But her mother was her greatest inspiration. She said her mother always was a person that she could talk to. Her name was Mickey. And she said, my mom had survived the concentration camps in World War II, and she had a philosophy. Mom would say, life is too short to waste being bitter. Very good words to remember. And that's how she lived. So I'm going to tell you the rest of Jane Seymour's story after this caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name's Adrian. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Adrian. Where in Illinois?
In Chicago.
Chicago. Well, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Well, let me give you my insights, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like.
Okay.
All right. The first thing, Adrian, is that I want you to keep up your writing. Because you have got a wonderful way of expressing ideas. Now, you're an individual that would do, believe it or not, very well on a debating team. Hmm. And I would like to see you actually get involved more in some community issues, maybe some political situations, and I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat either. But I think it's important that you realize that you have a skill and a talent enabling you to look at more than one side of something. And this, with a little bit of what I call common sense business training, a little bit of accounting background, is going to serve you very well. And I'm seeing you becoming a spokesperson for a group that when you become associated with it, it's as if it's the group educates you, and then you see the weaknesses and the fallacies that are being promoted. And you're not one to go out and try to change people's minds with a sledgehammer, whamming them in the head. You like to do it by creating a thinking environment. And this is something that you do inadvertently with anyone. You are a very philosophical person on many levels, but you're also very practical. And you have gained a lot of insight into different individuals around you and how to work with them and deal with them in a way that most people wouldn't even think of. You'd be a wonderful counselor, someone that could really empower people by many times letting them think whatever you're suggesting is their own idea, and they work it out themselves. You're very good at this. And I think you are going to find yourself within the next 6 to 7 years involved in something within the community that is really going to touch your heart and mind in a very, very special way. And when you become a part of the team, they're going to want to put you into the positioning of head honcho. It'll be challenging for you, but you'll thrive in it because you really like pulling the best out of people. And like it, you like creativity. So don't be surprised if you find yourself going into a direction where you're going to be the leader, not the follower, but you're really more like a very good mediator that has the wisdom to know how to give people credit, but to guide them also to seeing different perspectives. And that is not a gift very many people have. So you are a very talented lady. What question did you have for me today?
Wow. I this is the first time calling you, so I wasn't really expecting that. But that's wonderful advice and perspective. I guess I was calling, you were talking about Abraham Lincoln, and I just caught the very tail end of what you were saying about not holding on to bitterness. And I've gone through some big transitions over the last couple years that, you know, I had, there was abuse in my childhood and things like that. And I was never able to trust love. And I feel like I've worked through so many of those issues. And I guess I was looking for some just general insights in how to open up to love, like really, really open. I've been really getting good at just being honest with my fears and my sadness and releasing a lot of it and forgiving. And
well, I think you have accomplished a great deal just with what you've said. You're making some excellent choices.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just toss in a concept for you.
Okay.
Many times in life, we come into experiences that we're not standing out on a street corner saying, oh, hey, here, sock it to me. I just love to have a mucky mess in my life today. This is great. No, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But life is like a school. And when we go through ugliness, when you experience it, mind, body, soul, spirit, you're never, ever going to see it totally dissipate. But what you want to do is take dominion over it, shrink it down to a size where it no longer is suffocating you.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of do a little image in your head of like a picture of ugly situations and just watch it just shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've got it in a microwave shrink wrap and it's just going...
Yep.
You know, just like the size of a postage stamp. You may not even want it that big. You might want it the head of a pin.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you will never, ever completely forget it. And you don't want to, and I'll tell you why. Through the experience, you are growing through this so that you are going to become stronger because of it. And that it will give you the wisdom and the understanding of how to assist someone else so that they can also weather the storm.
Right.
And you can use it as leverage to empower your life.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dealing with this, because you are such a good writer, you need to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
The person you were at that time of the experience is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
The memory that you're feeding with emotions keeps doing the reruns. So you need to disassociate from the reruns.
Right.
So that you can look at it and say, yes, that was a part of my experience. Yes, I can go there for a split second if I choose to and relive something. But I chose to use this to empower me,
mm-hmm.
not to disempower me. When you take on that positioning of empowering yourself, that means that you love and respect the woman you are.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, my dear, you are already going to love. It's going to be easy.
Yeah.
There will always be a sense of caution. But remember, as a mature woman, you use that sense of caution wisely. And if the childlike part of yourself that was so badly wounded, that part of you, you always honor and respect and love that part of you. You don't hate it. Mm-hmm. You don't hide it. You love it. And it is honoring who you are today. You could not be the person you are today if you had not experienced what you've experienced. And I'm not justifying these experiences. I'm not condoning anybody's action.
No. Right, I understand.
But what I'm trying to do is help you see you're the power. Can you stay with me for just a moment? We're going to take a break.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're going to stay with Adrian. If you'd like to chat with me, the telephone number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. This is an open mic hour today. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. We're going to go back to Adrian. Adrian, has what I've said to you made any sense?
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. I guess where I'm at now is I was able to let go a lot of the blame and resentment, and I also lost people to death when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, my relationship to love has been kind of a fearful thing because I'm afraid it's going to get taken away. So what I want to make that transition to is, yes, being cautious, but not being afraid of love.
You don't, I think that there is something you need to look at. And you've gone through so many experiences. I really don't know that you're really afraid of love. What I think are some issues that are within you is that there is a part of you that doesn't feel like you're lovable because of what you've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So many times when we have had really ugly situations, I mean, I've known men and women that have been prostitutes that have ended up having wonderful lives, but they went through, you know, their changes and the ugliness of what they experienced, and then they had to say, wait a minute, I can make myself who I want to be. Mm-hmm. And yes, I have had this part of my life, but it's not me. That was a part of me. And when they began to really like and respect themselves, I know that sounds so simplistic, but there is a truth when you can really love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize you're never, ever going to lose love. Love is something that never gets lost. Believe it or not, it never does.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that when you've loved someone, and whether they're a friend, whether, believe it or not, it's an animal, and if you experienced a number of deaths where many people that you knew, suddenly they're gone, there is that awareness of mortality. We're all going to go sometime.
Yeah.
So when you know that you are a beautiful soul, you're a beautiful human being, and you are worthy of love because you can love yourself. And it's not being narcissistic. It is just saying, I'm a nice person. And when you do that, then you know there's nothing but that that you can experience on one level or another. And there's always schmucks in life. I mean, hey.
Right.
We're always going to have these yo-yos, and you need to look at them and say, well, that one's not on my list for the day. Thank you very much.
Right.
And move on. And I want you to have joy in who you are. And I'll tell you another perspective. With what you've been through, think of how much you're going to be able to pass along in the way of caring, which is an expression of love, to someone that perhaps will feel so horribly, horribly lost and alone. And you never know when that person may cross your path.
Right.
And because of what you have come to understand, then you are going to be able to give a light into their life that they would never have otherwise. You'll have a clarity. And you won't do it with a banging of drums. You'll do it with thoughtfulness, maybe an action, maybe a word. But because of how you feel, and you know how you had to go through a shift and change, and what you had to go through, you can't help but light a light in someone who knows nothing but darkness.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if you can hear that beeping, but my battery is low on my phone, so I'm afraid we're going to get cut off. But, yeah, that's what I hope to do, and I hope to do that with children, when you had mentioned counseling.
Mm-hmm. Well, just know, dear, be good to yourself first.
Yeah.
And then do what you know is right for you. And your writing is a great way to do it. Yeah, it's a great thing to do. Do your journaling.
Okay.
Because that's between you and God. That's it.
So these insights come to you right away when you speak to people? Is that?
Oh, yes. This
okay.
is a skill that I have developed. I've been using it for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that has taken a lot of discipline. It has taken a tremendous amount of concentration, and that's how I do it. I don't have any games. I don't have any gimmicks. It's just who I am and what I do. And I just feel so pleased when I'm able to share it with people.
Yeah,
I do private counseling all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it's a tool that I use. I tell people I'm an information resource
mm-hmm.
as a counselor. That's what people need to know whenever they interact with me.
Mm-hmm.
That is how I am able to do what I do effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think our caller is gone, and now the telephone lines are open again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. That's all I need. And then I'll tell you what I perceive. As I said to Adrian, I'm an information resource, and I'm delighted to share it with you. Now, before Adrian called, I was talking to you about Jean Seymour and her mom, Mickey, and the close bond that they had, and that her mother had been a survivor of concentration camps in World War II and believed that life's too short to waste being bitter. Well, when Jean and the younger years of her life went through a divorce, it was very devastating to her. And her mother, with her wisdom, just said, if you close off your heart every time you get hurt, you're going to miss out on life. But if you keep your heart open, it will never stay broken. Very good words. Very good words to share. So with that, then Jane got involved with volunteering. She got involved in art. And there was a professional artist that happened to see some of her artwork, said, you're really quite talented. Why don't you let me give you some lessons and just develop this talent? So she did. Well, as life was able to give her a gift, she got the role of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Then she fell in love, totally unexpectedly. She got married again, and at the age of 44, had two beautiful sons. Oh, I know you don't want to call boys beautiful, but I do. That's just the way it is, just two beautiful boys. And then in 2007, she got a call from Dancing with Stars, and she said, oh, my goodness, I can hardly wait to tell my mom all of the good news. Well, her mother had gone through a very serious stroke. And she, when she shared the opportunity that evolved for her on Dancing with Stars, her mother said, do it. Go for it. And she had just such a sense of joy about this opportunity. And there was a habit that Jane had of doodling hearts. Yes, she doodled hearts. And when her mother was ill, she said, I'd like to do something for my mom. So she doodled out this heart design and called a friend of hers and said, can you make a necklace with this design for me? And her friend said, yes. So Jane had a necklace design, and on the big night of Dancing with Stars, she wore the necklace, and she felt like this was just so special because it reminded her of her mother. Well, after the performance that evening, she got the call that her mother had passed away, and of course, it was just devastating with her. She said this necklace was such a reminder to her because it had been inspired by her mother's loving attitude. Well, she got a call a few weeks after this necklace had been made from someone that happened to see this design. And they said, we would like for you to create a line of the open heart jewelry. And I have a picture of this lovely necklace that she had done. It's just exquisite. And so she said, that's what I have started to do. And she said, every time she's drawing these hearts, it always brings back wonderful memories of her mother. And her open heart jewelry is now sold everywhere. And she said, there's a little bit of my mom in every piece that I make. She always said, when our hearts are open, love will find its way in, and that's her legacy. And I just think it's a great story. And do you know what? Jane learned how to do the splits at the wonderful age of 57 when she did Dancing with Stars. Whoa, is that a visual or not? Congratulations, Jane Seymour, for being able to do that. That is an awesome accomplishment. This is Donna Sebo. It's been an open mic hour. By the way, I do want to let you know we've got a great guest coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Neil Donald Walsh. We've got a caller. Caller, this is Donna Sebo. Will you wait on the line? We're going to take a break.
Certainly.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Monica.
Monica,
Ohio.
Where are you? You're in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
And where in Ohio, Monica?
Yellow Springs.
We're going to be back on the line with you. Don't go away. We're going to be talking with Monica in Ohio when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll have more good things to share. This is Donna Sebo. We will be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser Learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Before I go to Monica, I do want to let those of you listening know, Teresa Tapp, who's on with me every month giving us wisdom and wonderful advice about how to be fit and fabulous, she is giving a three $100 plus gift packages. If you would like to enter into the contest to win her DVD on her CST skin brushing system, which is totally awesome, and her 15-minute workout, which is what I use on a regular basis. I have now toned up 25 inches. Thank you very much. Well, you have a chance to do that. Now, this is what you need to do. You need to send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And I know last week we were having a terrible time. I couldn't send. I couldn't receive because our server was corrupted. But it's now in order. When you send me an email, be sure to put the Donna Sebo Show in the subject line and put DSS30. That's a code that lets me know that you're participating in the drawing. And we've been getting a lot of response to this. So if you would like to be in the drawing for these wonderful gifts, we have three to give away. It's worth well over $100. We are taking your information now. And I need your contact information in the body of the email. So I'm excited about this because I just know how wonderful her package is. And we're going to be talking more about it. The drawing will be done before the new year, probably during the last week of December. And we will be notifying you. So send me an email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Put the code DSS30 in it. DSS30. Put it in the subject line. That will give me the opportunity to identify it. Also, I want to thank those of you that had received my email newsletter. I have to share this with you. My system, the server that we have, got corrupted. And the company had to go back into the depths of the bowels of the server system to find out what had created a loop. If you had received multiple newsletters, please know I had nothing to do with this. This was an electronic glitch that just went bonkers. And so I didn't have any service. Everything froze in my system, and only yesterday was I able to get and receive emails and information. So now everything's running, but it took them that long to find out where the source of the problem was. So thank you for your patience. I'm so sorry that you were inconvenienced. I do not spam people, and this was something that was totally out of my control. You know, when technology goes wacky, it really does a super-duper job with it. Also, for those of you in Tacoma, Washington, I will be doing an appearance on December the 13th for the Dickens Festival at Stadium. Yes, then we're going to be right down in the King's Bookstore. I'm going to be there doing many consultations, and part of the proceeds will be going towards the Phoebe House, which enables people who have problems to find a safe shelter. So if you want more information on this, go to dickensfestival.net. That's dickensfestival.net. We'll be able to be sure to give you all of that information. Okay, Monica.
Yes.
Thank you for your patience, dear. And let me give you my insights. The first thing I'm looking at is you're just sort of smacking your hands together and you're saying, I did it. I absolutely did it, and now I'm ready to go. So there is something that you've been working with very diligently that you've been trying to bring to close, to closure. And so you are accomplishing that. You've just maybe got a little bit left, and it's like everything is neat, everything is in order, everything is right way it's supposed to be. And that's going to free you up so that you can go into 2009 basically with a clean slate. And what I want you to realize is that taking care of yourself physically first is absolutely most important. You have, in my perception, really worn yourself down. You need to give yourself tender, loving care and invest in whatever it takes for you to get feeling up to par the way that you would like. Now, when I'm watching you, I'm seeing you trying to also figure out where it is you want to go relative to a level of schooling, education, and application of a particular level of education. And I would say hang loose for the year 2009. When I say that, I want you to be relaxed. I don't want you to try to force yourself to go into any career box. I don't want you to do that. I want you to be able to reach out and integrate with different people in different environments, because you're going to find yourself finding a niche that you just love. And whether it's as a volunteer, I don't care. Whether it's doing something specific, but I am seeing you in this learning curve. And you're going to love it. You're going to love the people that are associated with it. You're going to find that you're basically learning something every day, but your health, to me, is first and foremost. And that's what I feel at this time should be given major concentration. What's on your mind, Adrienne? What would you like to ask me?
Well,
or Monica, I'm sorry.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Monica. What did you want to ask me?
Okay. I'm feeling a need to move from where I'm living to Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is so urgent. I mean, I can't hardly stand to even be at home anymore. I just want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I talk to my husband about it, he gets all upset and doesn't want to talk about it. But
mm-hmm.
I just feel I have got to go. And so this is causing a lot of anxiety and tears and the whole bit, and I don't know what to do.
Well, I'd say sit down and give yourself some patience. You're getting very close to a resolution with this. And you need to find out what it is that's pulling you towards Dayton. Your husband is not going to be comfortable with a move. That's just
mm-hmm.
the fact. And I think that you are just going to need to give yourself some time to find out what is giving you this draw. You need to find out the facts, because to him it's not enough to just have you feel it. He doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go the extra step for yourself to determine what it is that's calling you there, why it is that's so important. I think the move eventually will be accomplished, but it's going to take some clarity before he would be comfortable with it.
Okay, because he just does not want to leave. I mean, I wrote down all the positive pros and cons, you know, of what Dayton and where we're living. And, I mean, economics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolute economics.
Well, hon, I know we're out of time, so I'm not able to chat with you any longer. But if you know, just there's some clarity that needs to be exhibited here for him. The pros and the cons. But there is something else that you need to find out that is pulling you there, besides just what you put on your list.
Okay.
And I think that will help. It won't happen right away, but I do believe it'll eventually evolve.
Okay. Okay, because it's like desperation.
Well, just be patient with it, and let's find out, see if you can find out what it is that's really causing you to get your buttons pushed like this. There's a good reason, but you want that clarity.
Okay.
Happy holiday to you, dear. I'm sorry we're out of time.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Monica.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous day, and we'll see you right back here on bbsradio.com. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.